All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it raw. Man. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Hey everyone, welcome to the 214. You are listening to my show, all about concerts in the past, present, and coming up in the future on CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome to the Sunday Nights at 7. Tonight's episode is going to be about scary, seriously scary, in my opinion, live concerts that have taken place over the years. And yeah, thank you for tuning in tonight. Just a reminder, we are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia, and this is your campus radio. So, yeah, I've got a cool collection of artists to play for you tonight, and I wanted to start off with Parliament Funkadelic, with their live performance in Houston, Texas in 1976, which actually took place on October 31st, so Halloween night. And yeah, so the entire concert is actually uploaded and accessible on YouTube, which is pretty impressive because it's hard to find good concert footage these days without like the audio being really like static and fuzzy. And especially like when you want to play music on air, you want it to be like, you want it to sound good, right? So this entire concert's up. It's 1 hour and 22 minutes. And I wanted to play the track titled Dr. Funkenstein because I thought it was pretty appropriate for tonight. Yeah, so this is Parliament Funkadelic with Dr. Funkenstein. And happy Halloween, everybody. I hope you're excited to listen to some cool, scary tunes tonight. I'm your host, Olivia Mandolini. And thank you for listening to CITR FM.
The bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco fiend with the monster sounds. The cool cool with the bump transplant. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone. Thigh bone connected to my leg bone.
backbone connected to my ankle bone. Oh, I get so hung up on bone. Dr. Funkenstein here, preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips. Sing!
We love to fuck you, Funkenstein, your funk.
Isn't it nice when YouTube just throws in, like, perfectly horribly timed ads in the middle of songs? Isn't that wonderful? And it doesn't tell you that it's going to play an ad. I am so sorry. We are going to continue in the next 5 seconds after this ad finishes up that I was not expecting. Thank you so much.
To give in order to receive. Ain't nothing good unless you play with it. So excuse us a minute while we play with it. Dig. That is good is nasty. Lady, be my dog and I'll be your tree. And you can pee on me. They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. They call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bump transplant. Play with it, baby, play with it. Ooh, play with it, baby, play with it.
That was cool. I wanna say some things about that. First is they're all in Halloween costumes, which is really cool. And George Clinton, who is the front man, is, I think, dressed as Cruella de Vil. I've been watching the video trying to figure it out, but he has like kind of like a Dalmatian pattern with this like very furry, like puffy white coat, and like he's got the hat too, and I feel like it has to be Cruella de Vil, but I can't find that information anywhere in the comment section on this video. But yeah, so it was Halloween night and Parliament Funkadelic was about to tear the roof off the Houston Summit, ready to bless the crowd with their cosmic brew of interplanetary funk. So we've got George Clinton, Bernie Worrell, and Bootsy Collins, and the rest of the Parliament Funk Collective, all dressed in costume and riding the success of their first top five R&B hit, Give Up the Funk, a track that had earned them the kind of radio play that would bring the masses out to see them in a live stadium-sized arena. The group was only five dates into this tour when they arrived in Houston on October 31st, and they really just took out the crowd. Like, you can definitely tell that everyone there is, like, super excited, super engaged. And honestly, I think that the 70s was the prime. Like, I don't know much about Parliament Funk, but this was definitely in their prime. And you can definitely just, like, feel the energy of this crowd. And, like, they're all dressed just, like, incredibly. Like, I'm trying to figure out what I think Bernie Worrell is dressed as. And, like, there's some blow-up inflatable aspects of his costume. But it's kind of too blurry, the footage, because it was 1976 to interpret. But really cool band, and you can check out the entire performance. Mind you, there are advertisements on YouTube if you look up Parliament Funkadelic, The Mothership Connection, live in Houston, Texas, 1976. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in to my radio show, The 214. You are listening to The 214 on CITR 109 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And I'm your host for this evening, and for all evenings, Olivia. So next, I'm going to play, in my opinion, what is probably meant to be a Halloween song, or a song that's meant to instill fear in you when you're listening. Or if not fear, like, a strong sense of, like, insecurity and urgency. Kind of like when you're watching a horror movie and, like, the soundtrack is building. Nothing like, scary is happening. Like, might be, like, crossing the street. Like, crossing a busy street, but, you know, there's that, like, eerie music building and building in the background, and you're like, something's about to go down. Even though, if you took that music away, it would literally just be someone walking across the street. And why don't I just reveal the song to you? I'm gonna play The Cure's A Forest, live in 1992. This is their Wish tour. And just the opening alone to A Forest is, like, so long and so, like, creepy, but also I love it. Like, I remember once I was, like, thrifting in this vintage store that used to be around on Queen Street called the Black Market in Toronto, Ontario. And, like, I remember just A Forest was playing in the background and I didn't notice it. And then after a while, like, when it started building, I was like, this is, like, really a good soundtrack for this basement that I'm in right now. Just, like, sifting through black t-shirts. And it's a very Halloween feel song for me. So I'm going to play it live with Robert, the one and only, and this is 1992, so it's pretty incredible. But, like, the band's live performances these days, like, even in Leipzig in, like, a decade ago, or, like, I think they performed in 2017 at, like, a pop punk festival. Anyway, they're around, but, I mean, nothing beats, like, this time period for The Cure. I think late 80s, early 90s. Maybe my mother would disagree, but I'll talk to her about it after. Anyway. Here's The Cure, A Forest, live 1992. And I hope you enjoy. Once again, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Talk about an iconic ending. I mean, Reeves Gabrels is just like back at the Yamp, back towards the audience, just like down on his knees, like really just getting every last like drill down on that guitar. It's not the right word to use, but you know what I mean. Strum. Anyway, so actually, so that was a Forest that was performed live in 1992 when The Cure were doing their Wish tour. But, I mean, A Forest was actually came out much earlier in 1980 off of their 17 Seconds album. And I think that the scariest, most frightening album that The Cure has ever put out is neither. I think that it was Pornography, which I think was 1982, I want to say. That album is terrifying, especially 100 Years. I was listening to 100 Years once in the dark on a walk home, and I was like genuinely like in a trance, and I thought I might be like going underground. I don't know. It feels like it takes you somewhere else, and everything was like dark, and I was like, ah. And like his voice, Robert's voice, it gets in your head. It gets deep in your head. Moving on to a much more upbeat, jolly man. We're going to talk about Warren Zevon and his live performance of Werewolves of London in 1982 at the Capitol Theater in New Jersey. Warren Zevon. It was a remarkably eerie night that the great singer-songwriter Warren Zevon ended this memorable 1982 performance by telling the audience, "They say that everything that dies will come back, and if that's true, I hope I come back as Suzanne Summers." No, just kidding. But in case I don't, I'd like to thank everyone for a great time and have a great life. And then he finished off his performance with "I'll Sleep When I'm Dead." I think it's pretty on theme for this episode, which is the Happy Halloween episode. So yeah, we've got Werewolves of London. I freaking love this song. I will say my favorite line. I saw a pinnacle. What is it? "I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was beautiful." The amount of times I'm in like a normal conversation with someone or even just like sitting by myself and this line pops into my head and I just want to say it out loud. And I do say it out loud. And then the person I'm with is like, "What is your problem?" The amount of times that has happened to me, well, I can probably count on my two hands. It's probably happened only like 7 times. But I think 7 times is like more than the average? I don't know. We'll have to normalize it. Get a sampling distribution going on. Anyway, I'm going to play Warren Zevon. You're listening to The 214, all about concerts, live concerts in the past, present, and in the future. And this is the Halloween special episode. I'm your host, Olivia, and thank you for listening to The 214 on CITR-FM.
You know, I've observed in my travels that you got your werewolves in London, your werewolves in Pasadena, got your Peter Wolf in Boston where we played last night, but there's only one Werewolves of New Jersey. He was looking for the place called
So that was The Specials with Ghost Town, performed live in Glastonbury in 2009. Who were The Specials? The Specials, also known as The Special AKA, are an English two-tone and ska revival band who formed in 1977 in Coventry. I don't know why I'm speaking like this right now, but the band is known for having a very large group size. Just looking at their members right now, I'm seeing about 24 that are actually like named as members in the band, but the most well-known being Terry Hall for lead vocals, Neville Staple for percussion, Jerry Dahmers, oof, name, interesting, Rico Rodriguez, who plays the trombone, Lynn Val Golding guitar, and Horace Panter brass guitar. Love this band because they were a fantastic ska band that was also very, for the time in 1977 when they formed, not so much of a big deal, but it's one of, it's an important band to recognize as being like one of the earlier like mixed race bands. Even it being in the late 1977, in the late 1970s, that this was still like not so much of a common thing. So like, especially because they're accepted as like a new wave, like, a new wave band, punk rock, ska punk, and like, I think it's really important to like recognize that like a lot of people see like punk rock as a very like youth, like centric Caucasian, like listening population at that period of time, which it definitely was not. And they were one of the founders of like this genre. And ska punk in itself. I need to listen to more ska punk. Cool. Also, that was released by BBC Music. So super cool. And I thought the quality was pretty good. Anyway, next up, we're going to play an interesting snippet from the 1992 International Jazz Festival in Montreal. I've always wanted to go to the International Jazz Festival in Montreal. Have not had the opportunity to yet. But it's the one and only Nina Simone. I love her so dearly. Like, absolute favorite vocalist of all time. I think she's like number one on my list. And I'm going to play I Put a Spell on You, live performance. And I hope you enjoy. And thank you for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host for The 214, my show all about live music, past, present, and future. And my name's Olivia. Thanks for tuning in. Do
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, addywolf.com. That's addewolf.com. Bless.
Well, I thought that was pretty fantastic, especially the ending there. I do not know the name of that guitarist, but he really, really, like, that song with that, like, kind of like hollowed out electric sound, like that solo at the end, honestly goes really well. And she is a fantastic piano player. And just anyway, I feel like I have to dedicate an entire episode to Nina Simone at some point. Anyway, we are approaching the end of today's episode, but it's fine because Halloween technically hasn't even started yet. So you can just download the podcast and play this tomorrow for all of your friends. And tell them all about the new live music you discovered that's actually quite old. And thank you so much for listening to the 214 on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And I'm your host, Olivia. My show is all about live concerts, live performances in the past, in the present, and the ones that are coming up. I can feel the energy of David Suzuki on campus today. Just a little fun fact. David Suzuki was at the Chan Shun Concert Hall at 4 p.m. until 7 p.m., and he's probably still on campus somewhere today, and I was going to go, but instead I had to do work, apparently for a book signing, so that's very exciting. And this is just after recent news that the Nature of Things has come to an end, the longest-running science-based television series in Canada. In Canada? Yes, in Canada. Anyway. I'm going to finish it off with something that I absolutely had to play. I know you've heard it a million times because it's Halloween and I have to play it anyway. This is Psycho Killer from Still Counts as a Live Performance, Stop Making Sense video documentary from 1984. And we just have to play David Byrne walking out onto the stage in his tiny suit that gets bigger and bigger because it's what you do on Halloween. So thank you so much. Bear with me for one of the best songs that you can play on October 30th. And I hope everyone has a wonderful Halloween tomorrow and a nice Sunday evening. This is Olivia signing off. Happy Sunday.
Hi, I got a tape I want to play. You stop.
that you're not saying anything. When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again? Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est?